an art exhibition, readings, a jazz improvisation performance. These are just a few of the launching points meant to inspire contemplation and a community conversation about water. Artist Sherry Cornett is a force behind the project titled Flow. It started in 2010 with her series of wall-mounted 3D sculptures inspired by water.
Where I've taken time to sit down by the water and really take in the calming effects, the thinking about, meditating about water. And so the grottos are sculptural protective spaces for different elements of water, rushing water, flowing water, cascading water.
Cornett hopes her project will move others to do the same. Her desire is all of the events will begin to erode the labels that often frame and divide people over the issue around water. This includes water quality, access, and usage.
We are not here to ram down someone's throat a particular opinion. We are just trying to elevate the community knowledge about it.
Flow is multifaceted. It was launched at the end of January with a juried art exhibition at Montana State Billings Northcutt Steel Gallery. It features Cornett's sculptures and the work of artists from across the community. On Thursday, Flow features water-related readings and a live jazz music performance. Then there's a film screening and discussion, and it ends with a symposium featuring the Yellowstone River. Leanne Gilbertson is the curator of the Northcutt Steel Gallery.
One thing that I really love about this exhibition and these events is it brings people together, allows them to slow down and hopefully think about an issue and talk about an issue in a way that they can't. There's really not a space to take the time and to have a conversation about these issues. We see, you know, media images of things that are going on, but they don't allow for conversation.
To learn more about the project and for links, go to our website, ypradio.org/news. I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.